The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Wow, Rolene Marks, that was some footage that came out of Beirut last night, was it not?
Absolutely, absolutely horrendous. And before our update on the ongoing information that we are receiving throughout the day, I just want to offer my condolences, my thoughts and prayers to the people of Beirut and to the people of Lebanon. It's an absolute, absolute horrible tragedy. And at this time, especially when the world and Lebanon itself is compounded by so many other issues, this catastrophe is just, it's unbearable.
Yeah. Do we have any more detail coming out of that event, Rolene? I would imagine there is so much talk going on about what it could be, couldn't be, the likes. Conspiracy theories, I'm sure, are raging supreme.
Okay, so let's unpack it. Let's update you with the latest developments. And I know that last night when the blast happened, there was a little bit of speculation that maybe it was a fireworks factory. It definitely was not Israel. I'm going to repeat that again. It definitely was not Israel. Israeli officials came out immediately and denied any involvement. And we've actually had an agreement from the Lebanese saying that this was not the work of Israel. And I just want to say that for anybody out there listening that's speculating that it's Israel, first of all, not only do we have it unequivocally denied that it wasn't us, it is not our modus operandi to try and kill as many civilians as humanly possible. Let's just put that out there very, very, very quickly. What it could be, and at the moment the Lebanese government say that they are putting an unspecified number of Beirut port officials under house arrest. What it could be is that it was nearly 3,000 metric tons of ammonium nitrate or agricultural fertilizer. Now, if you know anything about explosives or the history of these kind of blasts, you will know that ammonium nitrate was used in the Oklahoma City bombing. Ammonium nitrate is used in the manufacturing of bombs. And now the investigation is underway. Was it agricultural fertilizer, perhaps not stored properly, or was it ammonium nitrate confiscated on a shipment due for Hezbollah? You know, Hezbollah and the Lebanese government are in a state of hostilities. It could be that this belonged to them and was confiscated and hoarded in these warehouses. What is also extremely tragic is that about 85% of the grain that is used to feed the people of Lebanon was stored in facilities in and around where these warehouses were. So that is another horrendous blow for the people of Lebanon. At the moment, there are confirmed 113 deaths and nearly 4,000 people have been injured and about 300,000 people have been displaced from their homes as the blast took out whole suburbs. Israel, through diplomatic channels, including the United Nations, including our army, our defense ministry, has offered humanitarian aid. We have also opened up our hospitals to receive any of the injured. We know that hospitals in Lebanon will be overwhelmed with the amount of casualties coming in, as well as the number of people infected with coronavirus. We don't have any word yet if this offer has been accepted. We have heard from the Lebanese government earlier today that they will accept help from friendly countries, and that can be interpreted however you wish to interpret it. But this is I'm very, very proud to be Israeli, to be part of a country that, even if it's an enemy country, even if it's an enemy entity or a country where we have no diplomatic ties, we will mobilize and offer humanitarian aid. That is who we are. We certainly don't want to see any civilian population undergo this kind of extreme tragedy. You will be familiar, we were very, very quick to help with Operation Good Neighbor in Syria. We are very quick to help even in times of conflagration with our neighbors, evacuate people and bring them to our field hospitals here. We echo both Prime Minister Netanyahu's words and President Rivlin's words that this is not the time for political differences. This is a time for humanity, and any help that we can give the Lebanese people, Israel has offered it. And 3 days of mourning have been declared in Lebanon, and 2 weeks of state of emergency has been declared by the Lebanese government.
And this against the background of basically a Lebanese economy which is imploding. I mean, I was talking about it in the first hour, Olin. They're talking about an incredible financial meltdown. I don't even think they have the resources to cope with the after effects of what's happened now.
Well, this is it. They don't have the resources to cope with the after effects. This is an economy that is steadily declining. We're also in a situation where we have escalation of tensions in the north between Israel and Hezbollah. And, you know, if Hezbollah act to try and draw Israel into any kind of conflagration, this is a time where both countries don't need it economically, but also it is something that all sides, including Hezbollah, will want to avoid. It's a tremendously, tremendously a tragic event, and compounded, as you say, by the declining economy and also by the rise in the amount of COVID-19 patients and the global pandemic and the strain that that brings. I know that Australia has offered, I think it's about $2 million Australian dollars in aid to help deal with the emergency crisis, and I'm sure that other countries will also be offering aid.
So, Ra, I want to stay on this issue just for a moment, because we've had Hachamor as well as Roni Hershovitz both weighing in, saying Israel has offered this help. Israel hasn't just offered the help now, as you've said. They've offered the help in Syria, where they've actively got involved. They've done it, I think, in Haiti. They've done it all over the world when the world has needed help, even in Turkey. And the question is, why does the rest of the world not recognize that? And Roni Hershovitz saying, I completely agree with Hachamor. What is the issue with them not recognizing Israel's efforts in this regard?
Okay, so in this particular case, because there was conjecture immediately if there was any involvement with Israel, it did get international coverage, and the fact that Israel has offered humanitarian aid has received international coverage. So I just want to be very clear about that. Israel has been recognized for giving international aid, including by the United Nations, that who recognized not just Israel Aid, the NGO that's at the forefront of offering aid, but also the IDF and their humanitarian assistance. So it has been recognized, and it has been covered on news channels around the world. And just a personal anecdote, I was very privileged to interview the commander of Operation Good Neighbor a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, from our vantage point in the Golan, we could see the enormous United Nations compound below. And I asked him, did the United Nations or the European Union, who are often extremely critical of Israel, did they offer to assist in Operation Good Neighbor? And he said, absolutely not. They did not want to get involved at all, possibly from a political perspective. But they know. They know, and it received wide coverage, not just our aid there, our bringing of thousands of Syrian civilians from the civil war there who needed humanitarian aid. And let me just also reiterate, it wasn't a question of patch them up and send them back. We gave them long-term care if that was needed. But the IDF's rescue of the White Helmets, the Syrian civil defense organization that was literally under threat, Israel helped to evacuate the members of White Helmets and their families and safely relocate them to Jordan and to, you know, wherever else they needed to go. This did receive international recognition. So I know that we are very used to a lot of Israel's efforts being overlooked in many respects, but our humanitarian aid, including by CNN with regards to Haiti and many, many places around the world, it does get the recognition that it deserves.
Rolene Marks, we didn't even touch on what we had hoped to touch on today, but I think that was a very important topic. It was important to deal with it in the depth that it needed. So we'll discuss the other issues tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you know, you and I have a standing date.